I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
It's a hall with some plaques in there.
What a little tag on the end.
Wow. I just don't need that clip. Like, there's no context to the clip.
I was going to do something dirty. Like, I was going to set you up pretty bad, but I decided to call it off.
I
was going to get Lanny McDonald to send you an email. And asking you to call him to explain your comments.
That would
and
be
I
great.
Was yeah, and I was just I just didn't have the energy to call,
no,
to call
that's
him.
Tough.
Honestly, I don't like how, imagine I had to call Lanny McDonald. Although no. It's not like Lanny runs and owns the Hockey Hall of Fame.
He's just one of the guys.
He's in it and he's one of the and he makes the calls. He and Mike Gartner are a big part of that. I know Mike Gartner was a big part of the presentation the other day, but there's no context to the clip. Like, I remember the point I was trying to make. I was making, and I think it's an absolutely accurate point. I was taking a run at the voters, who, in my opinion, are incredibly sanctimonious.
Right.
Where the Hall of Fame is created by the career. That's the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
You getting into the Hall of Fame is just one last chance to celebrate the greatness.
Yep.
But the sanctimony of voters who are like, well, I don't like this, or he was rude, and that was what I was trying to express was they're in it because of the way they played, not because of the way they treated you.
Exactly.
Or, like, you see, considering, you know, I hold the keys to the Hall of Fame, and you're not worthy of my Hall of Fame. That was what I was trying to advocate
for. There's great debates out there, too, because I saw people sending us notes about Theo Fleury yesterday. That's a guy
Fleury had a remarkable career. He's right on the edge
But he's a guy who is very volatile, we'll call that. He's had
he's very politically driven now.
Yes.
Like, incredibly politically driven, which he is entitled to his own
opinion. Entitled to his opinion, but also he's had some off-ice issues that...
That stuff should never have anything to do with your performance on the ice.
But it does, though. It does.
That's...
Noodles, I'm fully aware with it. What I'm saying is, it shouldn't.
Yeah,
that's
right,
nonsense.
Right.
And that's...
Well, who are these people? What are they doing behind closed doors that are making these calls? Who the hell knows? Well,
Thank you. They're
perfect people. That's give me
right.
a break.
That's
give it to me.
It's
a hall with some plaques in there.
And
that was the point I was making.
So there was your context.
Exactly.
There's
like,
your context.
As a player, Hall of Famer, but not worthy of my Hall of Fame, where that's what I was trying to express.
So that's
no
what,
context.
So that's what you would have to FaceTime Lanny that whole conversation.
Yeah, and that's probably never going to happen.
Yeah,
I can't imagine Lanny McDonald's dying to hear from me either. I'd love to speak with Lanny. I've met Lanny. I met him in
he's
the...
Awesome.
I've met him a couple times. He was up in the alumni box a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he's an alumni. Do you think he... What would he wear to a game? Would he wear his Hall of Fame coat, or would he wear alumni coat?
That's a good question.
That's more concerning.
Oh, you could probably answer that.
Have you ever seen Lanny at the game?
Lanny at the alumni box, he wears his Leaf alumni jacket.
No way. He wears his Hall of Fame coat. I've seen it.
No. I'm telling you, I've seen Lanny McDonald. I've shaken his gigantic fake monster hand.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Dude, this guy's hand, it's like he's got a hockey glove on. I've never seen anything like it. But anyway, yeah, he had his Leaf alumni jacket on.
Really?
I think I remember him wearing that too. But I would think during the Hall of Fame game, he's probably bringing the Hall of Fame jacket as well, as he should.
Yeah.
All right, so yesterday we were debating, as we are prone to do on this show, the Hall of Famers that went in.
Yep.
You know, and we were talking about Luongo and Alfredson and the Sedins, and it always, you know, brings up other players who were not in, like Roenick, like Tkachuk, like McGillney, like Joseph, and other, you know, Zetterberg didn't get in. He was on the ballot this year. And as a result, we decided, okay, we have beaten that horse to death. Should Tkachuk be in? Should McGillney be in?
Yeah.
But what about current players who have a resume? I don't think there's too many of these guys who we're all going to agree with are complete locks to make it in. I think there's going to be some debate here. And
so is our choices only lock or not lock?
Yeah,
or
it's confirm or deny that they're going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
You know, so it's a confirm or deny addition, a Hockey Hall of Fame addition. And we'll just simply do rapid fire, and we'll go around the table and explain maybe why you would confirm it or deny it. And we got a long list of players. So let's get the party started here, okay? Confirm or deny Hockey Hall of Fame. Chris Letang.
Confirm. Confirm.
You're confirming, okay.
Well, for me,
yes,
he's a guy, not just the Cups, because that's a team thing too, but he's always been one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League when he's been healthy.
And yeah, but I'm telling you, because the Quizmaster, well, this is what he would throw at you. Did he ever win a Norris Trophy?
No, he hasn't.
Did he ever play on those candidates?
Has he been an All-Star?
Yeah. I don't know. Yes. I'm going to confirm it, too. I can already hear the Quizmaster badgering the witness, though.
He's not alone. I would deny it. I would deny it. He's a great player. But one of those Cups in the back-to-back years, he didn't even play.
Right.
Was not on the 2010 team, was not on the 2014 team in terms of playing in the lineup. And I consider those Canada teams, like, if you're a part of those, then you have truly established yourself as, like, a superstar and a guy that was, you know, he wasn't a part of those teams. And that was in his prime.
Yeah, right. But hey, so there's been a bunch of guys go in the last bunch of years. And I don't want to start crap-talking guys that have been in the Hall of Fame. But they were not regarded as superstar players. They were not.
And they should be.
So if you're going to bring in the idea that it has to be a superstar player, the Hall of Fame does not think that. Well, and I'm not going to start crap talking and bringing up guys' names.
Okay, so then let's establish something. Are we talking about the 18-person committee, and we're trying to project on whether or not they'll vote them in? Or
this is about what you think.
Exactly. So what do I care about what the Hall of Fame thinks?
Right.
You don't. It's a hall with plaques in it.
Exactly.
It's a hall with some plaques in there.
And that's why I'm saying, for me, Letang's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't think at any point in his career he's been a top three or four defenseman in the league. Like, I wouldn't look at it at the end of a year and say, Letang, I'd have to go back over every single year.
Okay, Mark Recchi's in the Hall of Fame, and this is what I said didn't want to do.
Well, don't do
Did
that.
You ever say that he was a top three or four left winger in the game?
No.
But so then what the hell are you talking
about? But again, it doesn't matter.
This is supposed to be a nice segment. It's supposed to be nice. And look what we're doing.
It's nice. It is nice. What we're doing is what great debates are about.
Yes.
This is why we are discussing it.
Okay, he was nominated for the Norris in 2012-2013. He finished third. So that year in 12-13, he would have been considered, based on the voting, the third best defenseman in the league. He's been in the top 10 a bunch of times, but never won it.
I think he is, and I look at his body of work, too. You know, 650 points in 941 games.
Great player.
You know, a great player. And a lot of times people do look at stats and are like, that guy was a point a game. He was a .8 a game.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about. And again, I'm not bringing up other names.
You don't have to. We're just talking about him.
For me, yes.
Okay. All right. This is what I expected. There'd be a lot of, I think,
back and forth.
And before you get to the next one, our guy Tyler that runs the alumni box sent me a note and says, tell Hayes Lanny does wear his alumni jacket.
Tyler's lying.
That's great.
It was his
Tyler,
Hall of Fame
we love Tyler.
When I saw him there. I'm joking.
Hall of Fame weekend. Ask Tyler about the Hall of Fame weekend.
I guarantee you, it's his Hall of Fame.
I think maybe Hall of Fame in the first and third, Leaf alumni in the second. Confirm or deny Hockey Hall of Fame. Sergei Bobrovsky.
Negative.
He's got two Vesnas.
Two Vesnas.
And he's going to play another 5 or 6 years.
I'm putting him in.
Two Vesnas.
I'm putting him in. I'm putting him in.
Wow. That's a flip.
Okay, so just off the top of my head, what is his international resume? Did he ever, was he the starter for Team Russia in the Olympics? Do you remember? I mean,
oh, he had to have been.
Well, hold on. There's been some great Russian goaltenders. Wasn't Habib Bulin kicking around there?
Yeah, and some guys weird like politics. That, and
maybe somebody should have given us this list so we could have done some quick research.
I don't know, for a little pre-thing.
I guess
Bobrovsky.
Right.
I mean, Vesna's. That is.
He's got two of them.
You're right, and I think in 2 and 3 years, something ridiculous. Where, you know, I would say, wow, he's a tweener for me.
It's right
he's
on
in.
The...
He's in. You win two Vesnas, you're in.
Yeah, I mean...
And who knows? He could come out of nowhere and win another one in the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. So Grappler said he only played in one Olympics, and they basically...
He and Varlamov kind of split, and it wasn't good.
Yeah, it wasn't a good Olympics
for them.
Was
that Sochi?
That was in 14, yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean... He's a tweener for
I don't
me.
Like it outside of the 2 years, there's no way.
But
that's
yeah,
the
but
thing.
That's
you
the...
take away the Veznas, which you can't do, but you take away those 2 years, he is absolutely not a Hall of Famer.
But two Veznas
are phenomenal. Like that puts him in very special company.
It does. It does. So yes, I'm gonna give him but I'd like
I'm
to see
I'm gonna say no.
I'd like to see if
what
Florida,
a fraud. You're
if Florida,
a fraud.
I'm gonna you say
are,
yes.
You are a hall with plaques in it.
It's a hall with some plaques in there.
I would like to see I thought he had a good season this year.
And yeah, but not Hall of Fame having, worthy this
no,
season.
No, but if Florida ends up doing something and he's the part of it, there that puts a cherry on top.
Okay.
So I'm undetermined, but I'm leaning towards yes.
Artemi Panarin, confirm or deny?
Deny.
Deny right now. I don't see...
He's got a lot of runway left, though. Like he's got another, what, 4 or 5 years in his prime, give or take? Like, what is he, late 20s?
Yeah, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me a little bit of Kovalev. Is Kovalev going to be on the Hall of Fame?
I don't think...
I think
that's exactly right.
The problem with Kovalev is I think people...
His reputation was...
He was a guy that it was almost hockey bored him.
Yeah.
Like he was...
He's what they call in the business an enigma.
Yes. I had buddies who played with him and said he was the most skilled player they've ever played with.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
No question.
But he would be... not paying attention on the bench in the second period because he was, like, done with it that day. Like, and then in the third period, just wake up and dominate the game. Like, Mike Keenan, I remember having a conversation with him, and Mike is famous. Didn't Mike left him out there for, like, a nine-minute shift?
I believe so, yep.
And he said that guy was ridiculous, how skilled he was. But he and apparently off the ice, extremely intelligent. Like, flies planes, plays instruments, like, something... like insane talented person.
Panarin's in deny
Panarin,
for me, too.
Like for me it's
rookie
he's not
of the year. He's got to get a heart or a Conn
Smythe. But how about like 50 goals or something like that?
Yeah.
Like there's just
he's a great player, but he's not.
Yeah.
I don't think he's done quite enough.
Yeah,
confirm deny Hall of Fame in their future. Ryan O'Reilly.
Ooh,
it's a deny
for confirm.
Me.
You know what?
It's a confirm
it's
for
a
me.
Deny.
Look at this guy. He doesn't even know anything.
He's a winner.
Yeah,
he's a
Conn
winner.
Yep.
He's got a Conn Smythe, a Stanley Cup. Doesn't he have a bunch of Selkies?
Well,
in that
not with Bergeron kicking around throughout his career.
Here's why I would say yes. This is where you don't look at the stats. This is what you look at the package of the player. Guy's a captain. He's a leader. He's a
noodles. In that meeting, how many guys say that? Do they say we can't look at stats here? What a hell of a guy! I don't think they have that conversation.
But this is our meeting. This isn't 18 people that you know that we.
Well, let's put the grappler in too.
Well, the grappler, but he's asleep back there. Is he awake? Yeah,
the
or no, he's there.
He's okay. He's
okay,
alive.
Let's get him in here and see what he thinks. His take from behind the glass. I think Ryan O'Reilly is the type of guy that is the intangible Hall of Famer.
But that's not a real
Hall of Famer. I had an argument yesterday for Zetterberg, Datsyuk, guys like
those
that.
Those guys are... superstars, though. Like Datsyuk's a different
role. Ryan O'Reilly would play on Team Canada if there was a Team Canada
and if
today,
he would,
right?
You're right. He might on the fourth line as a really good player. Like, there's no question. I'm not disputing his effectiveness at what he does well. I think there also has to be a part of the Hall of Fame is the buzz when you roll into town. I don't think Ryan O'Reilly sells you tickets. I don't think Ryan O'Reilly, you know, rolls into Toronto, New York, Montreal, and people say, I got to go watch him play.
Right.
Like, for me, that should matter. Like, that should matter who you are, the aura that comes with you, and I don't think it's there when it comes to Ryan O'Reilly.
And I would just like to jump in here and add, I don't know how much points matter in this, but Ryan O'Reilly never eclipsed 30 goals in a season, never eclipsed 80 points in a season.
Thank you, Grappler. There you go. There's my
Didn't
mic.
Know it was a four-man segment, but thanks.
Well, the Grappler's in there. You called him in.
Yeah, you're the one who brought him
All
in.
All right. Moving on. We got a lot of them here. I got a long list that I want to get to here.
Oh, we'll do this all damn day. All damn day.
We may not see this guy play again because of the nature of the surgery. Eddie Jovanovski would know about this, but Nick Backstrom.
Hall of Famer all day long.
I think it's a lock. He's a spectacular
player. He's like a kangaroo in Ovechkin's pouch. They'll go in together. They'll go out there together.
But never won a heart. Never. I'm not sure he's been nominated for a heart.
Doesn't matter. Adam Oates never won a heart either.
No, you're
but he
right.
Set
Oates
up Brett Hall for a lot of goals.
Yep. Oates got in. And I like for me, Backstrom's like a. I've always considered him a top.
Well,
like consistently when he was really rocking, like top 15 player in the league.
Backstrom for me is like Alfie. and Sundin, guys like that.
Yeah.
Point of game guys, you know, played for their country, all of that. Like I
won a cup.
Yeah,
and
I think he is all day long.
Jack Eichel, confirm or deny.
Nah, sample size too small.
No, I know. Yeah, but we're projecting long term. Like obviously there has to be a part of this that where you think in 15 years could he get there.
As of right now, I gotta deny it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a deny right now, no question.
I just,
but what if he lights up Vegas for the next 5 years?
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, who knows? We're talking about right now and what you've seen. I'm going to say deny.
Yeah, deny.
I just don't see, like, I love to see it. When he's healthy, man, he could be a top 10 player in the league. But I just could be.
Right. But
I think, was it 3 years ago when he was healthy? He was point of game or over point of game and was unbelievable. But
he had, yes. I mean, listen, his points per game are very impressive, but he hasn't played a lot, and the pressure's going to be on him next year. If he's fully healthy in a full season, new coach.
Yeah, not enough for me.
But it's a deny right now. And I don't project it to the point. But I wouldn't be shocked if 1 year he won a Hart Trophy. Like, I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not putting money on it. But if he had a year where he scores 45 and has 105, 110 points and drags his team somewhere, he's got the talent to do something like that.
It was 2 years ago, the 19-20 season, 68 games, 36 goals, 42, 78 points in 68 games. And he was a rock star that year.
Yeah.
Like, flat out, was really good. But he needs four or five of those.
He needs a lot of them, and he needs playoff success.
He needs
success,
to be healthy and all of that.
He needs to be healthy, yeah. And at this point, it's not there. Okay, we'll come back and we'll roll it over. We've got some more names coming up. You guys can think about this. John Tavares is a name that could come up. Roman Josi, Alex Pietrangelo.
Ooh.
Maybe Ryan Getzlaff, Corey Perry. There's a lot more here on the list. Yeah, this is just this is a Hall of Fame, confirm or deny. Based on the discussions we had yesterday, we figured we'd carry this over. I'm seeing Brooks Koepka speaking with the media, and it sounds like it's getting quite confrontational.
It's not going very well, from what it sounds
like. Well, Koepka's trying to convince the world that he actually didn't consider going to live until after the U.S. Open, which is absolutely insulting to anyone with a modicum of intelligence. But anyway, moving on. All right, so we've been going through the list, predicting whether or not, or confirming or denying whether or not these players will end up in the Hall of Fame. Let's continue this list.
Yeah.
Confirm or deny Hockey Hall of Fame, John Tavares.
Oof.
I'll confirm it. I'll confirm John Tavares gets in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I'm denying it. I don't... Has he been...
Right now, it's a deny. For me. Like right now,
point, isn't his point totals like through the roof?
It's a point a game.
I think he's a point a game.
A little bit under a point a game. You know, his career year was in Toronto. That first year, he had 47 goals, 87 points. I think he's about a point a game, if not a little bit under. His numbers would suggest that he's in the conversation for sure. But I think
He's got 895 points in 949 games.
Yeah, so a little under a point a game. Not a Hart Trophy candidate and won't be again.
Has he played on any all-star? Like,
he was on the Canadian team in 14.
Yes.
Like, he was on Team Canada in 14. That's big. Again, yes. I emphasize for that. I believe that is huge. If you make it on the best teams of all time.
Yeah.
He got hurt, though.
He did get hurt, but he still was there. And he was contributing until he got hurt, but he was there.
Yeah.
He was on the 16 World Cup team, I believe. But I feel like this is a Fergie opportunity. Because I do think...
Can't confirm or deny.
If the Leafs...
I can neither confirm or deny.
If the Leafs were to win a cup, and he's the captain and holding that cup, I think that room would push him over the top. I think that would be
Totally agree.
But now we're getting back to cups and...
I think it's worth something, though. I think cups matter. Why would they not matter? I think cups can push you over the top. If you don't have a cup, I don't think it should hurt you. If you have a cup, I think it should help you. That's the way I've always.
And a cup in Toronto after that drought, it would push him over the top.
That's what I kind of
think. In this market.
Yeah, but like, what if he had 11 points in 24 games?
He might.
And played on the third line 4 years from now, 3 years from now.
Noodles, you know what that's the people are like. They get all right horned now. Up over something, and they're like, they got to make this happen. Like,
I think that would go a long
but
way.
But then that's... Okay, this is just us, not the Hall.
Yeah.
Then the Hall, you know, they can't factor in where the guy played. Because if the guy played in Carolina,
I think it does. I believe that it does. I believe being the captain of a team is worth something. Like, again, these are all intangibles.
Right.
But we're talking about fame, and we're talking about something that is subjective, ultimately. Like, there's no exact formula when anyone is casting a vote. It generally is, you have to be of a certain caliber, clearly. You have to have certain numbers, clearly.
Right.
But then I do think there are certain things, you know, like cups, like captaincies, like, you know.
So then Ryan O'Reilly should be, you know, captain.
But Riley doesn't have the same numbers.
Just listen to this, though. Joe from the bridge off the top rope.
Well,
since coming into the league, Tavares has the third most goals behind only two men, Stamkos, Ovechkin.
Yeah.
A little nugget. A little nugget.
That's a big number. Here's another thing that I would add to his legacy that, again, is supposed to count when it comes to the Hockey Hall of Fame. It's not the NHL Hall of Fame.
Right.
One of the great junior players of all time. He had exceptional status.
That's what Al's brother just wrote. This him being the first ever exceptional status player factor.
Well, I'm taking claim to that because I said it before Al's brother sent it in. But thank you, Al's brother. Yes, exceptional status, I think, counts. I think him doing what he did in junior counts. Him going first overall counts. Him playing for Canada. Like, he's right there. I think a cup in Toronto, if it were to happen, with him having the C on his jersey, would push him into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm still
for me,
Fergie.
It's a confirm on that front.
I'm Fergie on this because
I can neither confirm or deny.
Right now,
he's right there. For me, again, as of right now, I don't think he's in.
Right.
But even with all these accolades, which he has, but I think a cup, C, Toronto. That to me, and I understand I'm biased on that front, but I do think it's different if you're an original six captain, and if you're a captain in
St. Louis,
Arizona.
One more quick, whatever. And you only get to say one word, confirm or deny, and then we go to break. Give me one more.
Taylor Hall.
Deny.
Deny.
Deny right now, yeah.
Oh, deny right now. Okay. There might be more to it in the next hour.
No, he's got a overall heart. First overall.
Yeah. Yep. One of the great junior players of all time. Won two Mem Cups in Windsor.
Yeah.
All right, could be worth something. Could be, maybe you're pushing me in that direction. All
there
right.
There we go.